AircheckDownloads.com.
The Weekly Top 40 with Rick Dees.
All right, if you're a TV or a movie buff, just pick up a copy of Night Ranger's new LP. The cover shot was taken on Universal Studios' back lot, and the costumes used hold some very deep historical meaning. The football uniform was from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, the spacesuit from the $6 Million Man, the cannibal outfit from Gilligan's Island, and the suit of armor is from the Addams Family, along with that nifty cover. Let's see, you get a record with that? Sounds like a deal. Here's Night Ranger and Sister Christian, number 53.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come.
The top 84 of 84, it's Sister Christian checking in at number 53. And get ready for the next hour. Boy George himself. Itself. Be right here.
Rick Dees, the Weekly Top 40. Rick Dees, the Weekly Top 40.
It is the top 84 of 84, a year-end special right here on the Weekly Top 40. And it's on great radio stations like 98.5 WROR in Boston, 106.5 KWK-FM in St. Louis, and K-Fire Radio in Bismarck. Here we are at number 52, and a lady completely into the black look. All the way from her black headband down to her cute little black anklets. And in between, she's got all kinds of black skirts, sweatshirts, that whole ripped-up look. It's Madonna, Lucky Star.
You must be my lucky star.
You must be my lucky star. That's Madonna, number 52 on the top 84 of 84. And Madonna got as high as number 6 on the Weekly Top 40 with that one this year. It is Rick Dees, and at number 51, a lady who almost made her film debut during the title credits of the movie Octopussy, singing the theme song. It didn't work out, and she's finally going to make her motion picture debut in a movie called Muggsy's Girls. It'll be her biggest acting role since she appeared in Chips and said, "Eric, please don't smile at me. Your teeth are blinding me." It's Laura Branigan, Self-Control. The singing actress, it's Laura Branigan coming in at number 51 on the top 84 of 84, and it's Self-Control. It went to number 5 this year on the Weekly Top 40, and, oh, do we have some goodies. Get ready next. Our in-studio guest, Boy George, will be right here, and somebody on the phone for me. Let me get it. Hello, Weekly Top 40.
Hey, Rick Dees, this is John Revolting.
John Revolting, how are you?
Great. I love you on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown.
Aren't you nice, John? Thank you so much. Well, we're having fun counting them down, I'll tell you that.
Well, I was wondering, can I meet your secretary, Candy Plastique? She sounds like my kind of girl.
I think she is your kind of girl, John.
Yeah, I think she'll love my, like, lime green leisure suit and my chains from Chains R Us.
Yeah. Well, what's on your mind, John Revolting?
Well, lately I've been reading in this book about how making out in front of a mirror might be better for your health.
Making out in front of a mirror?
Yeah, I read this in one of these health books, and so I tried it last night with my date.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty scary. I swerved off the road 3 times.
We're counting down the top 84 hits of 84 right here on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown. It's hard to believe now, but when the group at number 50 first started out back in 73, they were thought of as a nostalgia group. They used to wear those nifty 40s type outfits up on stage and singing the bebop sound. A lot has changed since then, and time marches on, and they are different now. It is the Pointer Sisters, and they are on a roll. Here they are with Automatic.
Look what you're doing to me.
I know you miss me blind.
Our special in-studio guest, Boy George in Culture Club, Miss Me Blind, finishes off the year at number 49 of the top 84 of 84. Coming up, the truth about Michael Jackson's mystery glove.
Repeat the Weekly Top 40.
AircheckDownloads.com.